a leak from the inside. It's real, man. Smoke him out.
There are things you don't want to know about.
What are you waiting for? Honestly, I mean, do you want him to chop me up and feed me to the poor? Is that what you guys want?
How's your mother?
She's on her way out.
You all are. Act accordingly.
To watch this with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Kingston, who drank Irish Moss, listening to Peter Winston, Macintosh, lightning, hits the top of the church steeple when I'm writing, semi-automatic, no hyphen, it's frightening. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. I take summers off cause I love winter beef. Started 87 with the shoddy and the sheep. Three-quarter length beige, dressed to kill, bust a shell at the ground. Pellets hit the crowd, nobody like a stitch. Everybody shut their mouth. Woolrich, Carhartt,
gunpowder stains, smelling like trees, sesamilin on the brain, scheming on your girl's bamboos on your chain, got ill up on the train, twisting off a cap of the English in my vein, might have pushed you on the tracks, deaf crack fiends who can't speak scream noises, cause she bought a drum of soap from one of my boys, it's just another day in the hood, and I'm with some wild brothers up to no good. We saw the movies like Tony Montana and them, but our style was lift them pal, then we robbing them. Money dudes make them come up out their shoes, run they jewels, word is bonds, while my man Nino gone, and I had to make a song speaking on my old life for the thieves who come out at night.
The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right.
Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with.
The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right.
Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with.
The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right.
Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with.
The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right.
Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. One, two, who got more style is Sundu, Sundu.
Yeah.
from 2006, The Departed. Can't believe this movie's 12 years old. It's great. Badfinger in the background. This was part of the soundtrack. Of course, this was used even better in Breaking Bad as the finale of Breaking Bad years later. Fantastic soundtrack, though. Not Scorsese's best movie, but I'd say in the top five for me. I love Martin Scorsese. I love Raging Bull, and my favorite of his is, of course, Goodfellas. And he did so many other great movies. Not a big fan of Shutter Island, but Wolf of Wall Street's great, and After Hours is great. King of Comedy is pretty good. Taxi Driver I love. All good flicks that I could be using another day here on Watch This. I already talked about Goodfellas one week with Lisa Nichols, I believe, when she was in the studio with me. But again, Martin Scorsese, he directed this one, and it's my favorite movie that's set in Boston. It is a great Boston movie, and he goes out of the way to film a lot of things in Boston. You could see a lot of stuff from the Boston Common and a lot of things in downtown Boston here when you see the movie. So it stars Jack Nicholson, and he plays pretty much Whitey Bulger, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and Mark Wahlberg, who's fantastic in it. It's probably my favorite Mark Wahlberg movie. We don't really need a whole bunch of romantic comedies with Mark Wahlberg. I know that he's a beefcake and all the women love him, but and a lot of the guys, but come on. This was his best movie. Him throwing the finger. He was all Boston. And nothing said Boston like Mark Wahlberg in this movie. Ray Winstone's in it, who's fantastic. He's the guy that was in Sexy Beast. And Martin Sheen's in it, of course. And Vera Farmiga, who was also in the Psycho prequel there. Not Hannibal. What the hell was it called? The Hotel? What is it called? Well, she was in The Conjuring. I remember that. Bates Motel. That's what it was. She was in Bates Motel. And then she was in Orphan and a couple things. I find her extremely annoying in this movie. Vera Farmiga, her character is just so annoying to me as the psychoanalyst that gets into the relationships with both of the men in the flick. It was based on Internal Affairs, which was a Japanese film that came out in... it was a Hong Kong... Chinese Hong Kong crime thriller that came out in 2002, and Scorsese decided to remake it. It's kind of strange to remake a movie so quickly over to the American audiences, but they decided to do it. So again, the two characters loosely based on famous gangster Whitey Bulger and corrupt FBI agent John Connolly, who grew up with Whitey Bulger. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorite actors, fantastic. Fantastic in this movie. I think he's the unsung hero of this movie. He didn't get as much attention as everyone else in the movie. Wahlberg was, of course, nominated for Best Supporting Actor, but it was up for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Film Editing. It won all of those, and Wahlberg was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, but he actually lost in the end. The box office was $291 million on a $90 million budget, so it made quite a bit of movie. It was one of the more popular Best Picture Oscars of the past 20 or 30 years. Its running time is 2 hours and 31 minutes. It was distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures. The score was by Howard Shore, who's done a whole bunch of film soundtracks. He's done all kinds of stuff. He's done Mrs. Doubtfire. He did the Hobbit movies. He did Spotlight. He did Edge of Darkness, High Fidelity, Existenz, Copland, Nobody's Fool, Ed Wood. He just goes back for years and years and years. I'm going to play actually a bit of that in a minute. So it was a soundtrack and a score that was released. The difference between the soundtrack and the score is the soundtrack is the music and some of the songs that are used in the movie. Songs that are used that fit in with the movie that directors and the people in the music business decide to put into the movie, the person that's in charge of music.
And the score is something that's written specifically for the movie that's original, and that's what Howard Shore did. So he did a tango here. So we heard some Nas. We heard some, we're here listening to some Beach Boys right now. We had the Dropkick Murphys in there, of course. Nothing says Boston like the Dropkick Murphys now either. I got to see them earlier this year, and that was a lot of fun, actually. That was a fun night on St. Patrick's Day this past year, seeing the Dropkick Murphys with a couple of friends. The end of the night was kind of lousy, but the show was great. Anyway, it's The Departed from 2006. It's one of my favorite movies. Again, it's not Scorsese's best, but not his worst either. It was a great, great flick, and it's got a great soundtrack. Like all the Scorsese movies, he spends a lot of time putting together the soundtrack, and he did a great job on this one as well. So, The Departed is about undercover cop and a mole in a police attempt to identify each other while infiltrating the Irish gang in South Boston. It's top rated as number 40 on IMDb, and you can see it on Prime Video. If you have Amazon Prime, you can get it for that for $3.99. You can buy it for $14.99 HD. And of course, it's available on Blu-ray and DVD. I should also mention that next Thursday, It's a Wonderful Life is on the USA Network. If you want to set your calendar for that. And Lost in Translation, you could buy on DVD or Blu-ray. It's also on Amazon as well. In the background is Roger Waters from The Wall Live from 1990 that they use in the film The Departed as well. You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, high atop Curtis Hall on the Tufts University campus. Lost in Translation is available on Amazon Prime at $2.99 if you want to check that one out. We got two more of the five flicks today. The five flicks I do every week. I'll pick out five flicks, or my guest will pick out five flicks, and we'll play the soundtracks, and we'll do a little film discussion. So again, Departed is just a great crime drama film, one of the best, and it's very entertaining, very easy to watch. It's usually one of those flicks too, where wherever it's on, I'll usually watch wherever it is. Was on a whole bunch of top 10 lists for 2006. Richard Roper, Peter Travers, Miami Herald, AV Club, Time Out in New York, Baltimore Sun, Film Spotting, all rated number one or number two for their favorite movie of the year for 2006. Let's listen to a little bit more of The Departed. We will move on to flick number four. It is Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform station.
Stand up. I don't believe it's working good.
Let's move on to flick number four. It's from 2009. The most accurate interpretation of Chris Earl put on film. It's Pirate Radio.
It was loud. It was rebellious. And in 1966, the British government... banned rock and roll on the radio.
That's the whole point of being the government. If you don't like something, you simply make it illegal.
Until one American DJ...
I don't give a hootenanny about your limey laws.
He's possibly the most famous broadcaster ever.
And a band of renegades...
You must be the Count.
I am he.
Take me to the microphone.
...launched a radio station on the high seas...
We should have set sail years ago.
...and raided the airwaves.
Let's have a tune. I'm sick of this silence.
I'm the Count. You're listening to Radio Rock as we count down to ecstasy.
Rock on!
Are you doing something dirty?
And that was for Erica.
Ow! They had millions of fans.
A nice young man has lost his virginity.
A boat full of treasure.
Busy day.
And the full attention.
Pirate Radio.
Of the authorities.
That will soon be the first person cursed on rock and roll radio.
Here it comes.
Shut that filth up!
Oh, we're going to shut them down.
They can't close us down. We're pirates.
They will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
This fall, experience the comedy.
Our heroic disc jockeys become dangerous criminals.
About the untold story.
I'm declaring war.
Of the motley crew that saved rock and roll.
This is a trick.
We've got the wrong damn boat!
Spectacular mistake.
From the creator of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
These are the best days of our lives.
And Love Actually.
They will come after us.
Let them try. I intend to broadcast from this ship until the day I die. And for a couple days after that.
Academy Award winner Philip Seymour Hoffman. Bill Nighy. Risa Fong. Nick Frost. And Kenneth Branagh.
Young men and young women will always dream dreams and put those dreams into song.
Pirate Radio.
Let's rock! Us, twat, us!
Don't know what that means. I didn't understand any of that.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Goodbye. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the boat that rocks, or pirate radio, as it was released in the United States.
Coming up, doing well.
all get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. We could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
The Who, it's from The Boat That Rocked, a.k.a. Pirate Radio in the U.S. It did not do very well. It lost a whole bunch of money. Its budget was $50 million. The box office, it only made $36 million. It was actually released in other movies as Good Morning England in France and Radio Rock Revolution in Germany and I Love Radio Rock in Italy, a 2009 British comedy film written and directed by a guy named Richard Curtis, who wrote Blackadder, who's also responsible for Notting Hill and Love Actually. Very talented guy. It has an ensemble cast consisting of Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Count, which basically is me in the movie. My brother bought me this movie one year and he said, "This guy is you." And I watched it. I'm like, you know what? That's probably as accurate a description of Chris Earl as you can get in a movie by Mr. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Bill Nye and Reese Ifans, Nick Frost, Kenneth Branagh are in it, and Emma Thompson shows up uncredited, I believe, in the movie as well. It is a great, great movie. It's, again, The Boat That Rocked or Pirate Radio. It's on DVD and Blu-ray, of course, and you can also see it on Amazon Prime. It's available for $7.99. It is a great, great movie. I love it. And I'm going to play a couple more from this one, and then I'm going to go on briefly to flick number 5. It's a documentary, and I'm just going to play something very quickly for flick number 5. But one of the best soundtracks of all time, Pirate Radio 2009, covers a whole bunch of British
rock and roll from the 1960s, as well as all over everywhere else. But a band of rogue DJs captivate Britain. They play the music that defines a generation and stand up to a government that wanted classical movement, classical music and nothing else on the airwaves. So all these pirate radio stations are out in the middle of the ocean, and they're broadcasting for millions and millions of people until the government bans it, and it never happened again. It's a great movie. It's a bit silly in some parts, but it is, and it has become one of my favorite movies. So check it out if you haven't seen it. You'll get a lot of laughs in it. It's a lot of fun. Pirate Radio 2009 here on Watch This. Here's the Stones. Sake of time, I'm going to move you on to flick number 5. It came out this year in 2018. One of my favorite movies of the year. It's Mr. Rogers' Won't You Be My Neighbor documentary here on Watch This.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
A television program for children made its unauspicious debut on station WQED in Pittsburgh. Its host, Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to tell
me? I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
You take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked.
Hello.
I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with a child.
He was always trying to get a message across in every show.
A week on death.
What does assassination mean?
A divorce.
Some people get married and after a while they're so unhappy that they don't want to be married anymore.
He was radical. I know everyone says that, but he was radical.
They didn't want black people to come and swim in their swimming pools. My being on the program was a statement for Fred.
A neighborhood was a place where at times that you felt worried, scared, unsafe, would take care of you.
He had a singular vision of kindness and love.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all relationships, love or the lack of it.
Children have very deep feelings, just the way everybody does.
There must be times when you do feel blue. I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
Won't you be my neighbor? Well, I suppose it's an invitation. It's an invitation for somebody to be close to you. The greatest thing that we can do is to help somebody know that they're loved and capable of loving.
Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
WMFO in Medford. And to keep it very brief, this is flick number 5, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Mr. Rogers' movie, it's a documentary. It came out earlier this year. Check it out. It's going to win all kinds of awards. One of my favorites of the year. Be back next week with some holiday movies for you. It's WMFO in Medford. Shay and Derek coming up next. Stick around.
A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again.
Steady as I get close. Find a balance in the middle of the chaos. Semi-lost, semi-high, semi-never, demigod. I remember walking in the cold of November, hoping that I make it to the the end of December. 27 years in the end of my mind, but holding to the thought of another time. But looking through the ways of the ones before me, looking for the path of the young and lonely. I don't want to hear about what to do.
The big picture is coming up next. Number one in box office this weekend was Ralph Breaks the Internet, followed by Creed 2 coming in at number two. I saw Creed 2, it was okay. Rent it. Ralph Breaks the Internet, go see it. Be back next week. Watch this on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm good enough for anything that's real. I'm looking for a way out. I find out how to tell you how I want to run away. I understand it always makes you feel a certain way. I find a balance in the middle of the chaos. Send me up, send me down, send me never demigod. I remember walking in the heat of the summer, wide-eyed one with a mind full of wonder. 27 years and I've nothing to show. Falling from the dove to the dark of the crow. Looking through the ways of the ones before me. Looking through the path of the young and lonely. I don't want to hear about what to do. No, I don't want to do it just to do it for you.